Is up.
What's up?
Hello.
What's up?
This is Sadie.
And Elsa, and you're listening to Brain Dead. And also
91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. Radio.
Today,
so what's up?
Sadie and I are doing something a little special.
We're having a little fun with it.
Special sauce for you guys cooking up. And we're basically doing, like, a blind, like, I don't know what Sadie picked, and she doesn't know what I picked, and we're gonna switch off every song.
Exactly. Whoa.
Exactly.
So, how it worked is we both, like, uploaded 7 songs that we wanted to play, mm-hmm. and then we, like, I started by playing one of them, so that was mine, Live For You, live from These Sacred Souls.
They're awesome.
Elsa is going to pick one of her songs based on the vibes of that one. And so this next song is her.
It might be a little diff, but it's good. It's a good jam.
So it's going to be a mix of vibes tonight.
I know.
And
who knows
it's
what you're
kind of
get.
Fun.
It's going to be a little grab bag.
Exactly. And blind. And also, it was like Elsa wanted to play songs that I might not know,
yes.
and I wanted to play songs that she might not know. Because, like you guys know, like we share a lot of music with each other, and these are ones that we don't necessarily share with each other.
Yeah.
So, this is us sharing them. And
great.
Yeah. So
here we go.
Let's go.
Here
what
we
do
go.
We got here?
Well, you'll find out.
True. Okay.
You'll find out.
Okay. Cool. Good talk.
Turn. never stop me, no, 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 no. I know you try to. I come riding in on a pale white horse, and in no high still less fortunate. I do as I do, run in, back, running out back when you're breaking it down for me, cause I can hear you two times. Running on back, will it ever make sense to me? I got to do things my own way, darling. Will you ever let me? Will you ever respect me? No, do things my own way, darling. You should just let me. Why you would never let me grow?
When I look outside my window, I can't get no peace of mind. When I look outside my window, I can't get no peace of mind. But
let me cover your shit in glitter. I can make it go.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back.
Okay, so the first song you listened to was called Out the Door by Congress the Band. And I found it on my Discover Weekly, which is awesome. Or I found it through other songs through my Discover Weekly. Which, if you don't know what Discover Weekly is, awesome plug on Spotify. It, like, suggests new songs for you every week. And it's awesome.
Yeah. And then that one was Consideration by Rihanna. And I've been on, like, a Rihanna anti the album kick. Like, I've really been, I don't know. I just feel like I've been, like, tapping into that. And they've always been there because, obviously, the album's been out for a long time. But, like, it's just really been hitting.
Yeah. It's a good one.
Yeah. So, Elsa, do you have a question for right now? Let's just chat a little bit. We've missed the last... We haven't been on here in a few weeks.
It's been a while. We had spring break, and then...
spring break. We had a lot of bus issues on our spring break drive.
Yeah, our bus caught on fire, and then we had to evacuate on the highway. It's kind of
crazy.
Here.
It was good.
And, you know,
we laugh about it now.
And now we can laugh. There's not really much. I don't have a question yet. I have to get my juices flowing.
Yeah, get the juices flowing.
Okay, so should I put my song on?
Elsa's got a song next, yeah. Which one?
Ooh.
She's thinking. I can feel the wheels turning.
I'm thinking,
in
like,
her
which
head.
Way I want to go.
I know. Do we want to go chill? Do we want to go up?
Okay, I'll keep it, like, in the medium.
Okay.
In the medium.
What's it going to be?
Between
just
the two.
Drop it.
Yeah, I'll just drop it, and then we'll talk about it after. Okay.
Well, no, like, what is it?
Oh, Eulogy for You and Me.
All right, Eulogy for You and Me. Let's go.
Tanya Davis.
Here we go.
Yep, you got it. Main, I'm teaching Sadie how to work the aux cord.
Yeah, she's working the desk. Okay.
Yeah, that one.
Bye.
Gonna turn back soon. The season is already changing. We say goodbye for the final time. My room needs rearranging. The sidewalk is full of people and leaves, and we're all turning colors. I want more radiance and less green. This season is my perfect lover. Long nights for more dreaming. Short days to feel real and fast.
chest. Sweaters for my heart's safekeeping, for my soul's heaving through the cold of winter to last. The clock is gonna turn back soon. I've an eye upon its fixtures. The wall waits patiently for the sun's first rays and the day no one's there to witness. We gave it a good go. No, I guess we can't exist in this. So I'm gonna celebrate this new year with all the good witches, little chocolate bars, and for little kids, I want a cauldron and the nourishment that comes with it. This broke me down. No, I'm not fixed yet. I broke myself open for this, made a space that you could fit in. And clocks and hearts and time keep going, but we didn't. Talks and I walk alone like I'm used to. I wanted to call your bones home, but I didn't get to. Your shoulder stop over, and I guess I had to. I was lonely from no love, and you showed me what it could do. You showed me what I would do when I had some, but it is not to be with you. And I've been sad enough, and I've been mad some, but what good does that do? The leaves are not upset that they're leaving their branches. Things change, time passes, death happens. And what happened surely changed me. And the hereafter is full of sadness that is raw and also so sweet. Cause every time a cold heart thaws, it sends a river of tears to nourish the ground and the weight of the sea.
It's further still. but the prices are let up, and who's to pay?
Okay, Sadie, do you want to just talk about it?
Yeah.
That one played last.
Yes. Okay, so that was Comes and Goes by Ruby Alexander. And I'm sure Lucas is listening right now, but my brother Lucas has some really, really, really talented friends, Dolly Rose and Ruby Alexander, and I got to see them in a show in New York a couple months ago, and Ruby Alexander was just, like, so incredible, and so I just figured we would feature her on this today. They're Clyde Davis students at NYU, and they're just, like, absolutely incredible and are going to be sensations as they grow as musicians and artists. And I just feel like, yeah, so they deserve a little airtime. Or Ruby Alexander deserves a little airtime.
Her voice is insane. Yeah, so I'm excited to follow. Good.
I know.
Add that to your playlist, people.
Yes.
Come and Goes by Ruby Alexander. Yep. And song I played before is Eulogy for You and Me by Tanya Davis. Recently, I've never listened to this artist either, but Gigi Geyers suggested it to me. Good plug. And it's awesome. Honestly, this whole album is amazing and really cool artist. Just beautiful voice.
I'm loving just this vibe right now.
I know.
I don't know. It's just, like, nice and chill, and yeah.
Well, I have another good one.
Okay.
Coming up. And it's called Always Changing by, is that Esther?
Esther. Okay. Esther Rose.
Also super new song. Literally found it yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
I'm obsessed.
There you go.
I started tearing up to it today. I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes it just happens.
It's been kind of gray out. I feel like it could hit the vibes. Okay. We're going to play two more, and then we're going to come back with, like, a
question
hot topic.
Question of the day.
So stay tuned. And cue Always Changing.
And cue.
What what you wanna do, it's alright, up to you. Say what you're gonna say, it's alright, I'm okay. I ain't afraid of love, it's alright, it's enough. I ain't afraid of pain, it's alright, what's her name?
Okay. That was, well, the first one was Elsa's Always Changing as we introduced. Mm-hmm. And then that one was also Elsa's hot, like, this is your, like, song of
this
the week.
This is my hot song.
It's
I'm
so
with
good.
Right
it's
now.
So good. Dua is so good. I saw her in concert, like, my senior year of high school, maybe.
I didn't know
she, like, played a massive, she was at Oracle in Oakland, like, big stadium tour. And it was, she's awesome. I'm a huge fan, always.
Like, I haven't, honestly, like, I've heard a couple, you know. Just heard the mainstream
ones. Yeah, the main
ones. The big ones.
Oh, she's so good.
But this album, it's
I'm appreciating
me in.
The pop girlies, to be honest.
Really. And so that's really pop right now.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of like, we had this question that was like, what's kind of off-brand for people? And I think for Elsa, for those of you guys that know Elsa, it's like, what's off-brand for her is that she like really loves like Olivia Rodrigo.
And, like, I love like a little pop. Girl pop.
Yeah. But yeah, it's okay.
I know.
Because we
it's
can appreciate
okay.
it. There's reasons why it's so popular.
I know. It's true. It makes you feel awesome.
Yeah. It's just like, yeah.
It's so uplifting.
It's good.
I love
Speaking
it.
Speaking of female empowerment.
Speaking of female empowerment, Sadie and I were just talking about this. We are obsessed with Women's March Madness.
Yes. Obsessed and just hot topic, female sports, obviously, right now. And we've just been like... Yeah, obviously, we're so excited to go home after this show and watch UConn versus USC March Madness.
Sadie's just been riding the UConn train.
I'm totally riding the UConn train.
She's on it.
And I really hope Lucas is listening because the obsession really started when my brother got the chance to work with like Paige Beckers. And
Lucas.
And it's just like, I don't know. I'm just like obsessed with her. And
she's
I can't
like,
even say that I like watch, so, like,
so
have ever watched a game. Like, I don't know.
I don't
Sometimes
know,
see her
are.
On TikTok, but now I'm like engaged and I'm hooked in and I don't know why. But I'm
sick.
Really into it. And
I used to watch like Paige Beckers highlights.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, that's the one. She's the
I was
one.
Like, Paige Beckers high school. Highlights.
Yeah. So we're like,
if you
big,
don't know
big
who these
fans.
People are, look them up, guys.
Yeah.
This
and
is
just
a, we're
just,
educating
no,
you on all fronts right now.
It's coming. And yeah, so
my
we're rooting.
Team,
I'm rooting for UConn tonight because I have them going all the way.
Yeah.
And Elsa, don't you have USC going all the way?
No, not USC. South Carolina.
Oh, true. Okay.
I've been a South Carolina
yeah,
fan
you have, you
since
have.
Like my freshman year of high school. They lost in the, like, quarterfinals and then in the championship or something like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, they were robbed. Like,
funny.
I got on their train, and they are so sick.
Yeah,
they
are.
They are so sick.
Also, our coach, like, loves Dawn Staley.
Yeah, Dawn Staley.
And always
yeah.
is quoting.
Yeah.
Or last year, I feel like more so. But
yeah. Maybe,
good,
maybe
good
this
inspo.
Year if they win.
Yeah, true.
But yeah, all of the women's teams are awesome and so fun to watch.
Yeah.
Who just won?
Texas over TCU.
I have a funny story.
Okay.
Coach, I think she said this, and I can't remember if it was about basketball or not, but I just loved it. She was like, oh, are you watching March Madness, or are
oh, yeah.
you watching
men's
March
Madness? I know.
And I thought that was so funny, because, like,
so
we
funny.
Should just start asking people
yeah.
that, like, oh, are you, like, watching lacrosse, or are you watching men's lacrosse, or,
yeah.
like, just start
actually,
making that a thing.
I actually agree. That was
are
a really funny quote by
soccer,
her.
Soccer, or are you watching men's soccer?
I also
soccer?
Don't even know if she, like, intentionally said that as a joke, or if she was just, like, are you watching March
that's
Madness?
That's just her,
or, like,
her thought
yeah,
process.
That's, I feel like she
Either
would
way,
be more,
I love
like,
it.
Yeah.
And we need to, everyone, shift our brains that way.
Yep.
It's Wait, true. We could keep going about
it's
this.
True. It's
also,
true.
Guys, I don't know if you've seen the Liberty.
Yes, we've been gushing over the Liberty new practice facility
mm-hmm.
like
they,
all week.
The Liberty, which is the women's WNBA team in New York City, they just are building $80 million
right on Greenpoint Ave, right
mm-hmm.
overlooking
practice
the whole
facility,
Manhattan
and it looks so cool.
It is so cool, and
it looks so cool.
Something that. I was, like, learning about is how they're, like, really, they took all players' inputs
yeah.
when creating this. And, like,
yeah.
the whole thing was, like, just informed by what the players wanted. And so all the women, like, something that they aren't considered in, like, athletics is, like, their family and, like, how are you going to take care of the children? Like,
oh,
there's
true.
Nowhere to, like, put the children. So this new facility is going to have a whole, like, child, like, family playroom.
Whoa.
While the, like,
that.
Players are practicing and they can, like, hang out in this, like, that's in so the player cool. lounge area. There's, like, a children. And so it's just, like, things are changing, and it's really freaking exciting.
Yeah, we just need and constantly love women, so.
Yes. yeah. All right. Anyways, that's enough of that.
We're pro women. Woo!
We're going to talk about, the next song.
Yeah.
Is one for me. Is it Talk Down or Talk mm-hmm. Soon? I'm not
Talk looking Down.
At that. Talk Down by Dijon, mm-hmm. which is, we played him last show.
Yeah.
So good.
Just a fan.
So fire.
All right, here
so,
we go. Bye. Bye.
Enjoy.
Bye. Look at you, myself. Look at me so idle. That ain't how you smile. No, I like you when you talk down. Turn the radio down. I like you when you talk down. Turn the radio down. Listen to the band by the band. Honey, I hold your hand. Your eyes look tired. I like you when you talk down. Turn the radio down. I like
thank you.
Are we talking? Yeah, yes, we're talking.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We should play the beat game on the radio show. I don't know if we've ever talked about the beat game on here, but Elsa brought this, like, game.
Yeah, my cousins and I play it all the time, and you basically just start a beat and, like, keep on adding to it. But it gets super complex, and it's really fun when you have a lot of people.
And our grade is really into it.
Our grade loves it. So
shout out our grade, whoever's listening.
Probably not that many.
Yeah, but if you are.
But yeah, if we're on away trips or bored and
on the bus,
chilling on the couch,
literally
play the beat game.
It's really fun.
It's awesome. So if you need to entertain yourselves, go
for
it.
Play the beat game.
Play the beat game.
We could. Hypothetically do one right now, just the two of us, but I don't think we'll spare them.
We'll spare
you. We have
better
music to show.
Tell us about that, Sadie. Talk Down.
Well, it's just a good song.
It is a good song.
Have a cute, fun story with that last song.
So the last song, Drown in Darkness, really cool artist, Nicole LaBoise. I'm probably saying that wrong. But she played on Post Adolescence Glow, which is a radio show here, and it's not happening this semester because most of the kids who run it are abroad, but it will be going on in the fall. But it's Fridays from like 1 to 3, and they host live bands, live artists, and they come in and perform. And I was doing their graphic design, and I did hers, and she's really cool, just such a cool voice, and I really like her music. She's got 2 songs out, so go listen to them. So I'm plugging her. But yeah, yes. She's just awesome. Cool vibes.
Yeah, I love that story. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Well, if you love keeping the station freeform and supporting community radio, please consider donating to our 2025 donations drive. If you would like to pay online or go to WMFO.org and click the donate button, or you can write us a check. Helping us keep it freeform. This is a PSA from WMFO.org...
Sweet.
Check. What we got next?
We've got a couple shout-outs.
Oh, yes.
We're going to shout out Meg Hatton first. Our most...
Literally
goated. We say
goated.
This about a lot of people, but goated. Genuinely our most loyal listener. She and her dad got us through last spring.
Yeah,
they
really were
loyal
rolling
listeners.
On the loyal listeners.
They're probably our only two at some points. So
I'm sure.
Shout out them.
Shout out
and
you guys.
Roommate Claire.
Welcome to the Brain Dead
Community
Squad.
We should have a name for our followers.
Yeah, I know. We'll think about that.
Also,
along with our DJ names.
Shout out Eli and Molly, the goats.
Yeah.
Any more shout outs, Sadie?
I got shout out my regular crew. Shout out my family. Shout out Alex.
Hey,
and shout out
Sadie's family.
Yeah, shout out the crew. Yeah. Okay.
Sweet. So Sadie, did you cue
more
next?
Each.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Feeling lovely.
Yeah.
antibiotics with alcohol. When you kiss me, you say that I taste like methanol. Tell me that it's a crying shame, drinking through the night and sleeping in the day. It's not me, it's not.
My goodness, it's that hour just went really fast. Well, yeah, and that's all I gotta say about that. TBH. Happy March.
Happy March.
Happy April
Fools.
It's
been a long and great month.
It really has been long, but it's been really fast. Like, we keep saying, like, this semester has felt, like, so long in the sense that, like, when I think back to when we first came back on campus, like, that feels like forever ago.
Yeah.
But also, like, how is it already, we only have 4 weeks left of.
Yeah, one more full month of school, basically.
Right, which is, like,
and then summer.
Just so bizarre.
Seniors,
I'm so excited. Stop, that's just, I don't even, that's, like, crazy. It felt like just yesterday we were two little freshman weens at 6 in the morning here in this radio show. Yeah.
Was it 6 a.m. was our show?
Yeah, we had a 6 a.m. on Tuesday.
Like, yeah, we put in the work, guys.
Why we ever...
And now we
and then I
sweet 9 p.m. slot on a Monday.
Yeah. But truly, it's been so much fun to share this...
Share these hour with you.
Yeah,
it's
share this
amazing.
Hour with you.
It's
to enter your lovely homes on a Monday night.
Yeah. It's awesome. We get to sit here with you, and you get to sit here with us and listen to our voice.
No matter where
you
are.
You can listen to yours.
I know. Well...
Don't know how to call in, so won't ever happen.
If only we could. But seriously,
final shout outs.
It's been fun.
Nene Pop Pop.
Always Nene and Pop Pop. Like,
Anna
literally,
Griff,
shout
listening
out.
Listening in from Australia.
All the way across the world.
Sitting on a cute park bench, drinking some coffee, living life.
Sitting on a park bench.
Sitting on a park bench. No
we
coffee,
made a song like that.
Bench, like
Sadie, Nelsa. Sitting on the bench. It was not like, okay, but it was I don't remember it, but I think we have it somewhere in like Snapchat memories. Yeah.
Well, you're listening to Brain Dead and to 91.5 FM.
Bye. Brain Dead out. Go to the Instagram. Go to the Instagram to drop the playlist. Mm-hmm. As always, follow us on Spotify and things. We got one more vibey Rihanna to take you out for the night. And yeah,
it's been real. We'll miss you. Come by, mark your calendars, 9 p.m. 2 weeks from now.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hopefully.
We've been busy and we got sick. But we'll be back.
We love you.
The weeks fly by. Okay, bye.
We freaking love you.
It's just too much fun. It's just too much fun. Mom, I love you. I literally love you so much.
We love you so much.
Oh, my gosh. I hate leaving.
I don't want to leave.
But this song is really good, so cue it.
Giving you an air hug through the
literally
radio right now.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye. Feel like a